I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
It is Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. This is the John Jay and Rich Radio Show. Let's do a roll call, shall we? Kyle Unfug, are you
here
in the building? Kyle's here. Peyton Whitmore.
Here. I'm here.
Richard Bradley Barra Esquire here. Nick.
Hello.
John Jay Van S. Is there a John Jay Van S?
No.
Wake
John
up.
Jay. No John Jay. Where is John Jay, Nick?
You guys... John Jay is stuck in Mexico.
And why?
And why? That's a good question. He apparently had plane problems yesterday. I haven't gotten the full details, but somehow he has not been able to find his way back from Cancun. And I think it's the wildest thing. You know, we're all adjusting, you know, to kind of new roles and new positions on the show and trying to figure out like who handles what and whatever. And John, I don't know when you guys heard, but John Jay texted me yesterday at 12:30. Heads up, I might not be in tomorrow.
Same.
And then it went on until after 3 o'clock when he finally was like, yeah, I'm stuck here. It's like, so we're going back and forth all day trying to figure out like, okay, what does the show look like without John Jay? Do we do a show without John Jay? So I just kind of thought it would be fun to go around the room. And when you guys each heard that John Jay wasn't going to be here today,
mm-hmm.
what the thought was. Because to me, I was like, how fun? How fun is it just to, like, how fun it is to just, you know, fly by the seat of our pants a little bit, because that's how I felt like he was treating the situation yesterday. Will he? Won't he? Is he going to make it back? And eventually you learn, no, he didn't and hasn't.
When I first saw the note, because I've been following his Instagram, he's had a medical procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assumed since it was in another country, something went horribly, horribly wrong with the medical procedure. That's what I assume.
Yeah. And I think that's fair. Did you see that needle come out of his spine?
Yes,
yeah.
It was
good
giant.
God.
It was giant.
It was a big needle for sure. I found out when the group text came. I don't even know what time it was.
Yeah, that's four? A little bit earlier than that. I think maybe two. But I was in the middle of a nap when I woke up to all of you guys texting me and interrupting my nap time.
Sorry.
I woke up
Peyton.
I looked at it and I was like, okay, this will be interesting. Let's see. And I went back to bed. That's what I did.
So he and I are going back and forth. And then it just turns into like, hey, the floodgates have opened on my phone. Like, I don't hear anything. Well, except for Friday. I don't hear anything all weekend, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it's just like I'm typing out a message to each one of you guys telling you like, hey, what are your thoughts here? And then he messages said, heads up, I'm not coming in. And then it's just like, okay, well, now I can't keep up. I don't know who's getting what message. And this is great. So, today we're going to have a mix of things. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're just going to have like a mix of things.
Yeah, we still have.
It'll be fun.
We still have stuff to get into for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, Stranger Things.
Oh, so
all
good.
Those
the
things.
The weekend.
Obi-Wan. The weekend. Sure.
The weekend. Did we mention the weekend?
I don't know if you guys heard.
All those things.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to Brody. Went on a date with somebody, had a good time, thought there was going to be a second date, but there isn't one, so he comes to us. We're going to get him some answers. But first, let's hear about the date. Brody, tell us a little bit about your situation. What happened?
So I had met this girl. We met on Tinder. She's
like, hella cool, though. We were talking and messaging and all for, like, honestly, it seemed like a long time. But we just went out on our first date, and I had a really great time. I mean, I thought it was a fantastic first date. I guess she didn't, because she basically ghosted me after that. I'm not really sure why.
What did you guys do on your date?
We went out to a restaurant, and I mean, we basically chatted. We had a great time, you know, ordered food. The date ended super, super well. And then, yeah, we both went home, and I'm lost. I don't get what happened.
You say the date ended well. What makes you think that? Was there, like, a little smooching at the end?
Oh, this is embarrassing. A little. So we both have roommates, so it ended up in the parking lot in the car of the restaurant, and things got heavy really fast.
Okay. So you did the deed in the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa, nice.
Whoa.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, no, and like I said, it ended really well, so I don't get what could have happened, you know, from then to her deciding to ghost me.
Did you drink on the date?
We had a little bit. I mean, we didn't have too much. Like I'm sitting here overanalyzing everything, and I'm like, did my breath stink or something? Or, like, did, like, I, you know, say some dirty talk or something that just she really didn't like? Like, I'm trying to, you know, think of every single thing that I said.
Okay, so you do it in the car. You do it in the car, and then when you're done, is it your car? Does she get out of the car, or is it her car and you get out of the car?
We were in my car. We both drove separately, so she got out of my car and got into hers.
But is it like you're done? Like, it was like you were done, and you're like, okay, well, thanks. Like,
hi.
You know what I mean? Like, high maybe five. She wanted to cuddle a little bit more in your Toyota Camry. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we sat there for a second and all, but yeah, I mean, that was pretty much it. You know, it was late. We were in the parking lot of the restaurant, so we both pretty much put our clothes back on, and you know, I gave her a hug, and I thought I'd be able to, like, see her again. I was like, oh, I'll text you later.
Mm-hmm.
But
and nobody saw you guys? You didn't get busted by anybody?
I mean, we didn't get busted. I don't know if anyone saw us, but if they did, they sure got a good time.
Has everyone here done it in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wow.
Have I done it in a car?
Who hasn't done it in a car? I feel like that's just like normal high school things.
I know.
High school things?
I did it in a car. I mean, when I did it, I was in college. Oh, no. I remember doing it in a car. I think I've told a story there before. I was doing the car, and I swear to God, I thought I was the man.
Car sex is great.
I was tearing it up. And the girl, I'll never forget the girl. Her name was Karen with a C. She was, and I mean, I was like sweating, and she was like, oh my God, I love this song. The song on the radio playing. I was like, whoa.
She's distracted.
Really?
You know, John Jay, kind of with this whole story and what Brody's telling us, this is my idea of what happened and why Lola's not talking to you.
Why?
I think you have to be pretty adventurous to hook up with somebody that you just met in the car, I feel like. Mm. And I feel like maybe Brody, like, maybe got a little too excited and didn't do the deed long enough that she needed to. And she's like, oh, yeah, this man don't got the stamina for me. I'm out. That's what I think happened.
But I think you would give someone another try.
Right.
I don't know if I would.
I think you'd be like, oh, look, I was really nervous his first time.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give me a little bit more. Well, is that what happened? Was it a little too quick, Brody, or would you say?
I don't fully remember. I mean, I had a good time, and as far as I'm aware, she did, but thinking back on it, maybe.
Or was your car dirty?
I don't really, you know.
What if she had, like, a water bottle stuck on her back? She gets out of the car, and it's an empty water bottle. She's like, oh. I mean,
like, you know. All signs point to you being terrible at this lovemaking in the car thing.
Unless, you know, like, someone contacted her after. Like, you might not have been the only person she was talking to on Tinder, yeah. You know?
Or this is all she wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Tinder. It's Tinder. She went and got whatever she wanted, and she's done. Well, either way, we will call Lola. And we were going to find out what's up, why she doesn't want to see you. So you keep texting her, and she's just blowing you off, right?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard from her at all.
All right, Brody. Just for the sake of discussion, maybe this adds into it. What kind of car were you in?
That's embarrassing.
It is?
I drive a Fiat.
Oh my! So are you a little person?
Tight quarter. My money don't jiggle.
He starts singing that in the Fiat. That's how he like. That's what she was doing.
All right. I couldn't concentrate. I didn't even know he was doing it.
There's actually a lot of room in the Fiat. We got. I used to have one. I had the little one. You guys remember?
Yeah.
And I got my whole family in there.
You did?
Yeah, just for fun.
I don't know why John Jay's obsessed with tiny cars.
I know.
He always wants a tiny little car.
All right, Brody, we'll call her, okay? We'll find out what's up. So hang tight.
Thank you.
All right. Second Date Update continues next. John Jay and Rich. All right, we're in the middle of Second Date Update. We got Brody on the line. We're going to call Lola. They met on Tinder. They went well. But the last time he saw her, I mean, they hooked up in his Fiat, and they did the deed in the Fiat. And he's reached out to her a couple times since then, and she's ghosting him. He doesn't know why. So what could it be? Let's get her on the phone. You ready? You ready, Brody?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lola?
Yes.
Hey, Lola. My name is Peyton with John Jay and Rich. We just want to talk to you on the radio really quickly. I know it's super early and really random, but is that all right?
I mean, I guess so. Okay.
Lola, we were talking about relationships and dating, and we were talking to a guy, went on a date, had a great time. The girl he went on a date with was you. He pretty much told us everything. He told us how the date ended. And the thing is, he likes you and he wants to see you again. And he keeps reaching out to you and you're ghosting him. And he went through the whole date with us and we're trying to troubleshoot the date. Normally we troubleshoot the date and we find out where things went wrong. And we go, well, you did this, dude. Well, in this story, we don't know where things went wrong. So we thought we'd just call you and maybe you could tell us. And we're talking about your date with Brody.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I can't believe he called you guys. But, I mean, if he wants to, I guess I could talk about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he told us you guys did it in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Just to let you know how open he is about it.
Yeah, well, I guess I could be open about it, too. If
go ahead.
You need me to be.
Yes, we do.
All right, well, I mean, yeah, like, it was fine. I wasn't really expecting too much from the date. Like, we matched on Tinder. But, like, the date was fine. We had fun. And, oh, my God. Like, I can't even believe I'm telling you this right now. But, like, after a few drinks, like, obviously, like, he was a little more attractive and we were having fun. So, yes, like, we ended up hooking up in the car. And, like, it started off good. But then I have to tell you, like, sorry, Brody, but this guy's, like, the worst kisser ever. Like, I've had some bad kisses in my life. But this was, like, the worse. Like, I felt like there was literally, like, a dog, like, licking my face. Yeah. And then, like, he actually spit in my mouth. Like,
oh,
it was
gross.
Disgusting.
What?
And, like, even, like, when I left, like, I could still, like, smell his breath, like, on my face. Like, I'm sorry. I wanted to throw up. It was disgusting. Like, I'm sorry, but that
wait. Definitely thought it was something I said. Like, this is not what I was expecting at all. This is embarrassing.
Wait, bro, is that Brody? Like, what?
Yeah. He was on the line as we called you. He wanted to hear the whole thing. But she said, so you spit in her mouth? Like was it like you were
Brody?
Talking and it spit, or like you purposely spit in her mouth?
I thought it was, like, hot. Everyone I've always ever hooked up with said I'm a great kisser. It's part of it.
Hmm. Hold on. Like, you took spit from your mouth and pushed it into her mouth during the kiss, or you gave a full...
Like, just...
It was the second one.
I mean...
Yeah! Brody!
What are you doing?
What?
No!
Okay, yeah. First off, I'm super embarrassed. Second off, no one's ever told me this. I thought it was a great kisser.
I'm sorry they were lying to you. I don't know, but, like, I did have a good time with you, so if you want me to, like, teach you a little bit, I guess I could, but it is something
good.
You have to work on.
Oh, so it kinda
that means everything else was great.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently I didn't know.
That happened to me once. My ex told me I was a bad kisser.
Ouch.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Did you spit in their mouth?
No, absolutely not. That's disgusting. I hate spit.
Ew.
Like, sloppy kissers are the worst.
Yeah, but is she talking about sloppy kissing? Or she said the second part. Like,
yeah,
he went, like he spit in her mouth.
Ew, that's
but he said
so gross.
She said that she could smell his breath on
oh,
her.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
So it's like obviously yeah. probably a little Ew. Sloppy.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to chew some gum. You know that whole deal. The whole spit in the mouth thing—that's a whole other.
Yeah,
level,
see, Brody, I thought it was your whole lovemaking. I didn't know it was just the kissing that was off.
I guess I didn't know either.
But that's a good person. It's like I liked you enough to teach you, even though Lola said you were the worst kisser she's ever encountered. That's nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I tried to be good. But yeah, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, and like I said, like I mean, if you want to hang out again, I could like help you out a little bit. No big deal.
What's Aww. Funny here is that in reality, it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. He's going to teach her how to kiss because he's clearly way more advanced. The whole spitting in the mouth thing, that's way advanced.
I feel like that's just disgusting.
That's gross.
Grant, am I right? Grant
that's
knows.
So gross.
Hey, look,
I thought you were right.
I want to weigh in, but I also want to protect things. But I can tell you, in previous lives, I thought this was pretty cool. Like, I thought it was cool stuff. Now, not so much.
No, not so much.
Back
I know.
In the day?
Now, I know. I know.
Well, I feel like I see that as like a freaky or kinky thing.
Right.
That's what you do, but that's just disgusting.
Well, I mean, you
disgusting.
Do it if your partner's into it too.
Right. No.
Which clearly Lola is not. Mm. So.
No. I remember it was the first time I met Grant. It was really uncomfortable. And I was like, dude, we're just looking for an internship, but whatever. All right, so Brody and Lola, you guys will go out again, teach each other how to kiss, but there's definitely chemistry there. So we want to thank you for both taking the time to come on the air with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, that's Second Date Update with John Jane Ridge.
Okay, Peyton, it is time for your predictions, and Jennifer the Gemini is here for her prediction.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. You know, sometimes we experience delays and disappointments in our lives, and you know, sometimes these things happen just because we need a break. So you may be worn out right now, and you probably just need some time for yourself. So today, head out to the pool or go on a walk.
Well, thank you. The pool is the plan, so I'm super excited for that.
Good, yay.
Yeah, I could take a nice break by the pool. That's good. Thank you so much, Peyton.
You're welcome.
November is a Taurus. Hey, November.
Hey, Rich. What's up, guys?
Hey, November. Some well-intended advice you offered someone may have backfired on you recently. And even though your intentions were pure, what you had to say may have just hit a nerve wrong. So give that person some space and everything will blow over quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, that was the easiest ever.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Andrew is a Scorpio, 100% Scorpio. Andrew.
That's right. No derivatives there. And I'm suffering from my lover, John Jay, being abandoned in Cancun and getting an epidural. What?
Well, because of the needle that went back. I know he'll talk about the treatment when he gets back, but it wasn't an epidural as far as I know.
No, yeah. we have questions,
like,
though.
Oh, my gosh.
We have lots of questions.
Yes. I'm inquiring, man, but you know, at this point, to be honest and to be real, it's TBE, to be expected, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Good point.
John Jay, yes.
Whatever the plan is, it's going to go sideways.
Yes.
Whatever the plan is.
I tell you, I just hope my buddy's okay. What have you done, Rich, that you would never do again?
That's a really good question. Write and record an album.
I love Andrew's laugh.
All right. And what about the Scorpio Nation, Peyton? We're waiting with bated breath.
Yes, all you Scorpios out there, you may have developed a worrisome picture in your near future. And because of this image in your mind, it's causing you to like overthink. But remember that this isn't based on reality at all. And it's just based on your imagination. So replace those concerning images with good ones and it'll all be okay.
I know, we're such overthinkers. Mm-hmm. We just got to remember, let it go.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you go right now, boo-boo, bye-bye.
Bye.
People are always saying they're overthinkers. Does anybody ever, like, come out and say, I am a classic underthinker?
I'm an underthinker.
You're an underthinker?
Until I get to a restaurant. I have to order on the menu. Oh, my God, Kyle. but with Peyton, we usually are kind of on the same page, and then we just split.
We tag team it. Yeah.
All right, say hello to Morgan, a Cancer.
Hey, Morgan.
Good Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, it's one thing to be open to other things and willing to compromise, but it's another thing to give up just about everything that you want to please somebody else and keep the peace. So today, take some time to reassess what you're doing and what you're about to agree to and know that you can do better.
Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Richard, I've been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Absolutely. I will take that into consideration. Good. Thank y'all.
All right, Morgan. Have a beautiful day. What about Kyle, the Libra?
Yeah, so Kyle, someone might be telling you right now that you're not moving fast enough to complete something that you're working on, but like, how would they know anyways, right? So since you're the one who is taking this on, it really has to be right for you and no one else. And if the pace that you're moving on feels right for you, then it's right. No questions asked.
Yeah, I'm going to tell that to Scott. Yeah. He's always like, can you get your clothes out of the dryer? And I'm just going to be like, listen, it's at my pace.
Yes.
How long have they been in the dryer?
I don't know.
Weeks. Too long?
I took them out, and then more goes in, and then I'm just like, start doing other things.
And yeah. You guys share the same dryer, right? So he probably wants to dry his things.
Yeah, probably. But I'm like, just take them out, and then dry your things, and then I'll put them back in.
That's how I feel, too.
Right?
Laundry's a complicated thing, right. You know? Rich, should we move on to you?
Sure. Pisces.
All right. You know, I feel like this is a trend we got going on for you. Like, for some reason, my predictions just want to tell you that you matter and that you're, like, the best ever.
Oh. I didn't know that. You need reassurance.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, this should be as obvious to you as it is to those who love and admire you, but you might need to be reminded of this today and know that life is a learning experience, and as we evolve, we get better at it, so you matter.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you,
You're
Peyton.
Welcome.
You're a Leo. What about yours?
Yes. So for Leos, it's a little bit too late to make a New Year's resolution, but it's never too late to make a change that you think can make your life better in a more desirable way. So if you feel like there's a way you can change your life for the better, just do it. Stop holding back.
All of Peyton's predictions can be found at johnjenrich.com. Kyle, what do we need to know today?
The Justice Department announced that it's going to conduct a review of the law enforcement response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead. Now, I know you guys have probably seen it all over social media. There was supposedly all these cops that were waiting outside.
Yeah.
They weren't going in. And then there was that one Border Patrol agent that went in and ended up actually killing the shooter. But there's also some conflicting reports in there. There's a teacher who claims that law enforcement was in the building. Either way, they announced they are going to do a review of it, and they're going to make sure that, you know, if they didn't do their job, that things are going to get taken care of. I saw this on social media over the weekend, and I was like, oh, no, we eat so many strawberries in our house. So the FDA is actually investigating 2 organic strawberry brands for a possible multi-state hepatitis A outbreak.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I just bought a bunch of strawberries yesterday.
I know. And these are brands that are literally sold at almost every grocery store, like, you know, Aldi, H-E-B, Kroger, Safeway, Sprouts, Farmers Market, Trader Joe's, Walmart. I mean, like I said, almost every grocery store. So the brands are a couple of different, and like I said, they are organic brands. So they say if you have bought strawberries and you, like, I don't ever really look at the brand on my strawberries.
Either.
I'm like, hey, these look good. Mm-hmm. Whatever Walmart brings in my delivery, these look good. So they say, listen, if you bought strawberries between March 5th and April 25th and froze them to use later and you don't know what brand they were, just toss them. If you don't know, like, but this is because it's between March 5th and April 25th. So if you already ate them, you may already.
Oh, gosh.
And I looked
can you have hepatitis and not know?
Yeah, they say there are some really mild cases that don't end up affecting you. But for those that do, they say 15 to 50 days is when symptoms may start. So it could be any time. And they do say it's like nausea, like dizziness, pain, like some people actually do throw up. I mean, it could be very severe. For older people, it can cause liver failure, low-grade fever, dark urine, joint pain. So if you just something to look out for. But like I said, if you froze any of them, now's the time to throw them out. If you bought strawberries just yesterday, Rich, they should be fine. But of course,
I guess I'll find out. I could do that TikTok
thought when
test.
They bought the strawberries.
What was the TikTok thing where
that's
it's like you?
Different. That's for the worms, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
That's disgusting. Yeah. When the little bugs come out.
Yeah. So because it's an interesting day and John Jay's not here, I thought, hey, let's have a little fun with this What You Need to Know. It's a choose your own adventure. Do you guys want to hear about cake at the Louvre or pina coladas and Krispy Kreme, what they have to do with each other?
Ooh, pina coladas, Krispy Kreme. Just for Grant.
Oh, Grant said the Louvre, cake at the Louvre.
He's always
you're our tiebreaker, Rich.
Yeah, tiebreaker. We got one and one.
I want to hear about cake at the Louvre.
Really?
What?
Okay, yeah. Well, you did already probably see on social media, a guy disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair decided to throw a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa. And it was shouting at people, think of the planet, think of the earth. He was upset, and what he may have not known was that the Mona Lisa actually sits behind glass.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't ruin the painting. A lot of art lovers were like,
oh, yeah.
Mona Lisa, it's ruined forever. I saw the video of someone like trying to smear the cake off of the picture, and I thought it was ruined, but then I was like, oh, well. Okay.
Well, that's interesting because I went to the Louvre when I went to Europe a couple years ago, and it is so hard to get up in the front of the Mona Lisa. It is like a crowd that you have to get through. So I'm surprised
still?
That this person, yes.
I mean, it has been around since the 1500s.
I don't know. I saw it in 2015. So that's like, what, 7 years ago? But I'm like curious how that person got so close to throw a piece of cake.
And that could be the reason why he was disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair so people would maybe get out of the way.
Got you.
But yeah, I mean... He hopped up and he was talking about people destroying the earth and artists tell you think of the earth and that's why he did this. So just to raise awareness for the planet.
Also, don't throw cake at, you know, classic paintings.
Well, now I'm like, this guy probably just ruined all kinds of rules now.
Yeah.
At the Louvre.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be absolutely no more
food.
Cake.
We can't have nice things. We can't have cake.
That's it for cake at the Louvre. Thanks a lot. But, you know, I mean, we should think of the earth.
Yes.
But just not this way.
Yeah.
And that's three things you need to know.
Well, it's a big 3-day weekend, but lots of stuff going on in the world of Hollywood. That is why Kyle is here to break it all down.
Cardi B took to social media on her vacation to share a pretty, I guess, like kind of scary, but I mean, I know she was absolutely shocked. She's out on a boat and then she's looking at this other boat that's just, it's slowly sinking.
Oh my, it's sinking. Y'all see that? Y'all see it? Oh my God. They can't do nothing about it. There ain't no big boat that could save it. It's gone. It's gone. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh my God. It's gone. Oh my God.
She needs her own show where she just comments on things that are happening.
It was gone. She did later
report. Bikini Bottom.
Right. She did later report that nobody was aboard the boat, but it was gone. There was no coming back from that. So over the weekend, the jury in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial took a break. They did not reach a verdict. I believe at the end of the week, there were closing statements by both of the lawyers. And I've been kind of team Johnny throughout this whole thing.
I'm with you.
And I have to say, though, that Amber Heard's lawyer, I think, gave a stronger closing argument than Johnny Depp's lawyer. So this was a little bit from Amber's lawyer.
It's this simple. If you believe that Depp was abusive to Amber one time ever in any of the various forms of abuse, then your job is very easy.
And this was Johnny Depp's lawyer.
She lied again, and she kept lying. She lied 6 years ago when she walked into court to publicly accuse Mr. Depp of abuse. She lied again when she told the world over and over again that she donated all of the $7 million divorce settlement to charity. She lied again when she told the world in her op-ed that she was a public figure representing domestic abuse and painting Mr. Depp as a representative of perpetrators.
So, I mean, Amber's lawyer saying, hey, just one time, one time, and you got to go with Amber if you believe just one time. And we heard a lot of crazy audio and like video from there. And
they were definitely hostile to each other. Really
for sure.
Hostile.
And those closing statements are so important because those are the last things that the jurors hear when they go in to make that deciding factor. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, they broke and did not get a verdict. They're supposed to be back in court this morning or back in deliberations, I guess that's what you call it. Thank you, Peyton. You're a criminal justice major, you know. We'll have to wait and see if they come to a verdict today.
But so it'll be Amber Heard being guilty or not guilty is what it'll be, since he called her, or they're suing each other.
Exactly. She's actually countersuing him. He's suing her for $50 million in defamation. She's countersuing him for $100 million. So, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see what the jury says. In the meantime, Kanye is airing some grievances about his kids and Kim Kardashian in a new single from the late XXXTentacion, who passed away in 2018. This is a posthumous song. And in it, you hear how, Kanye's not too happy with maybe the agreement or maybe how things are going with the handoffs.
When I pick them up, I feel like they borrow. When I got to return them, scan them like a barcode. Wait, no hard feelings, but these feelings hard though. Wait, I only see three kids who watch in Chicago. And you know all the nannies did that in Nebraska. Bet the kids dig a tunnel to my house like Chapo. Only neighbor in the hood with a door they could knock on. I leave a light on.
True love.
Daddy's not gone.
Shouldn't be this complicated.
You see the light on.
You see, I feel some pain coming through there. Yeah, so I don't know if like he's just upset with the agreement, or you know, if maybe one of his kids isn't even seeing him or what. I mean, it's just a song, but you know, Kanye's been known to air things out through his music.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it was bars though. Some bars in there.
Definitely. So probably on the more positive side of music will be the Jonas Brothers Vegas residency. He was on the Kelly Clarkson show, or Nick Jonas specifically, to talk about what fans can expect. And he was like, look, we're really in this stage in our lives, in our career, and where we want to appreciate all of our fans.
We want the fans to be involved in every step of the process, from the curation of a set list to the show itself, you know, and we're working on new music for sure.
Okay.
And I can tell you that I think it's my favorite stuff we've ever done. We're working with some people we've always wanted to work with, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
I think it'll be a really fun Vegas show for sure. Kind of safe to say movies are back. The theater is back. Top Gun Maverick broke Memorial Day weekend records, like, through the roof. And interestingly enough, I guess ticket sales from the Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End was the last one to be the highest box office for Memorial Day weekend.
Featuring Johnny Depp
at $153 million, and Top Gun Maverick made $156 million.
Wow.
It's a great movie. It really is a great movie.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Stranger Things, it dropped on Friday. Peyton, I know you were starting to watch Stranger
Things. I binged the whole thing, all 7 episodes.
Oh, you're done.
Wow. I'm done. I finished yesterday. You guys.
So I'm like on episode 5, where now it's very interesting.
Starts to get good.
The first couple, I think they want me to remember too many characters from the other one. And they didn't really give you a good background. So I'm seeing all these people. I'm like, do I remember them?
You're telling me there's only 7 episodes, but it just starts to get interesting at episode 5?
No.
It was a little slow in the first couple.
Oh, I don't think that. I thought it was fantastic all the way through. But once it gets to episode 5 is when the plot really thickens, and loopholes, you get put through things and they start tying loose ends up. And it gets really good. And I am a huge, huge, huge fan of Bobby Millie Brown. She is fantastic.
So
Millie
Kyle,
Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
You've never watched any.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Right? Yeah. You've never watched any Stranger Things.
No.
So talk Kyle into watching this show. Like,
it's
why should
so
she watch
good,
it?
Kyle. It's so good. And honestly, I think this season is very horror-like. Like, there's a couple of times where I was like, all right, I'm a little spooked out right now. But it's very, it's sci-fi, but also monsters in a way. But it's a really fantastic show. It's really good.
I feel like all of those reasons are kind of why I haven't watched it. It's just like not usually the genre I feel like
yeah.
I get into.
It's not like Supernatural, though. But have you ever seen Supernatural?
No.
Supernatural was like your supernatural stuff, and it was these brothers that would go on and try to find these monsters. It's not like that. It's very like kids band together, small town, let's kill this thing.
You know,
type thing.
It's got everything from the 80s. It's got like, I think there's E.T. in there. There's War Games in there. There's Stephen King's It in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rips from Stephen King movies and all the other sort of 80s kind of like coming of age things.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really good. I just want it to move a little quicker. And then, so how does it end? Is it satisfying, even though it's only part one of the fourth season?
I can't wait for part two to come out because I'm like, it's going to be good. And you know that the way that this season, that this part one wraps up, that the part two is going to start off with a bang. Like, you know it's going to be so good.
And none of you watched Obi-Wan, right? Just me and Nick?
I did not.
Okay. Well, if you're
when
a Star Wars person.
When does the part two come out?
July 1st, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nick, oh, my God, Nick.
Did I hear Obi-Wan?
Nick, help me out with Obi-Wan.
Oh, my God.
Did I hear Obi-Wan?
With a lightsaber. What is that? It's a lightsaber, right?
It's a lightsaber.
Okay. Don't you think?
It's a laser sword.
Deeply satisfying if you're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, it is so good. I would argue even if you're not a Star Wars fan, you would love this show. I don't know what you thought, Rich, but so they have like a recap of the prequel movies, like 5 minutes, like right before the first episode starts. And it was better than the three movies on their own.
Yeah,
like,
it was
it
really
made
good.
Those three movies seem so compelling, and it told you everything you need to know. And Ewan McGregor is fantastic.
You know what they're doing is now they have a little kid, Princess Leia, who you've obviously heard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 10 years old, and she's like Baby Yoda. She's going to steal the whole series. She's great. Now I think if they're going to do marketing, they need like a puppy Chewbacca, and then I think you're off to the races.
Yeah, they're on their way. Yeah. And it's like a full swerve because you don't see Leia in the trailers. All you see is Luke. I'm talking to two people who are just looking at me like I'm so stupid.
What is even the concept of this show?
Is it like a prequel to what?
So it takes place 10 years after the prequel trilogy.
You lost her.
And 25 years before the original trilogy. So you see what Obi-Wan was up to in between the two trilogies.
That's cool.
Hey, I'm back here listening to this, and I'm just thinking, what a couple of nerds in there talking about Star Wars. But then I'm like, did you guys watch The Staircase on HBO Max?
I feel like I'm only five episodes in. I forgot about it.
You guys got to see it because the owl.
It comes back.
Oh my gosh! And then you see what happens with the owl. It's unbelievable. Way better than Obi-Wan.
Which you haven't watched?
Which Star Wars movie is that a prequel to? Because that's all I watch.
A New Hope.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think if you give it a shot, you watch the beginning where they recap everything, it sets you up just fine for if you want to check out Obi-Wan. I think,
so if we've never seen it, then it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah, okay. I think it's a deeply satisfying Star Wars show.
It's a very good story.
So how many other prequels like do they have available? Because it seems like they're just like they're picking the chunks of time.
Yeah.
No, they had listen. There's all kinds of stuff that's still in the can that they're like now they are to the point where they're like, well, we can maybe reach out to outside of these timelines. Maybe we can go after, and maybe we can go like 1,000 years before the Jedi. Guys, it's a real thing, and
You're so excited.
I don't wear glasses. I am no nerd. I'm not currently wearing a Boba Fett shirt, not even intentionally.
Is that what it is?
That is. It's okay. Boba. There he is.
Nick, do you think you could give us like a Star Wars timeline?
Oh, yeah.
That we just map out.
You want me to do it now?
We don't need to do it right now. Maybe another time.
Yeah, we have time right now.
Yeah. Okay, so Nick says Star Wars Obi-Wan, amazing. Peyton says that the Stranger Things season 4, deeply awesome. Grant
Phenomenal.
Says The Staircase on HBO Max. There you go. And I also started Lincoln Lawyer this weekend, which is phenomenal,
too. So good.
That's just a really good drama TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I like things that can actually happen. You know? instead of Stranger Things.
Didn't Star Wars. That happen? Wasn't that based on a true story?
Oh, is it?
Or is it just a book?
It's a
book.
For
Lincoln Lawyer?
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, I don't know.
It's based on a book. I don't
think
it's a true story.
I feel like books are all true. Just kidding.
Who would have their practice in a Lincoln and drive around town? I don't get it.
No, wait. This isn't Abraham Lincoln's lawyer? I'm so confused. You guys and your weirdo shows.
Yeah. Arguing over a $5 bill?
Nick won't watch a show if there is no lightsaber or shield.
Yeah, I have a hard pass.
I appreciate your dedication to the franchise.
It is a problem. Like it is. It is. Like you could just ask my wife all weekend. She was like, "Will you stop asking me to watch Obi-Wan?"
Did you cry during Obi-Wan?
Did I cry?
Yeah.
Rich, of course I cried.
Wait, so is it like a weekly episode they'll be dropping?
Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped the first two episodes on Friday.
I feel like that makes it so hard because then you forget like what day it drops. Or, like that's like what happened with me with The Staircase. I just forgot about it because there's 20 million other shows you watch in between.
Not when you're me.
Dedicated focus.
That's a good point. That's
you just rewatch one episode over and over and over again. Right.
John Jane Rich. I can't believe we're finally
alone. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.